I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Many hospitals and birth centers offer newborn care classes for parents. Dr. Michelle Amaya is here to talk about what parents learn in these classes and what to expect in the early weeks of caring for your newborn baby. Dr. Amaya is an associate professor of pediatrics, and she's medical director of the newborn nursery at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Amaya, from your perspective, what are some of the most important things parents learn in these newborn care classes?
They learn about what to expect during their birth experience, starting with labor, going through delivery and newborn care. The newborn education is emphasized related to feeding, care needs, safety, criteria for discharge, like all the screening tests that are completed, medications that may or may not be indicated, and setting up their pediatric follow-up appointments.
Tell us about the basics of feeding. What sorts of things do parents learn about what to expect day in and day out in those early weeks of feeding their newborn baby?
On the first day, babies are usually very alert at the very beginning for about a few hours, and then they get really sleepy. Sometimes that throws parents off because they think their babies won't eat or their breastfeeding is problematic, but they're supposed to be sleepy because they're recovering, and then they wake up and they start eating a lot. We encourage families to feed their babies on demand and frequently, not on a schedule. That's for later. But they're aiming for typically feeding them like 8 to 12 times per day in the first several days for moms who are breastfeeding until their whole milk comes in, and for moms who are formula feeding until that little tummy gets a little bit bigger and hold a little bit more volume.
And what are the highlights that new parents need to know about safety for their newborn baby?
I'd like to emphasize four things. Safe sleep, the A, B, and C's. For the baby to sleep alone, on their back, and in their crib. Car safety, making sure that they use their car seat appropriately, facing backwards, having the baby strapped in every time. What to do for choking, having the baby sit up, using gravity on your side, having that bulb syringe you get in the nursery handy to clear their airway, and how to bathe their baby safely. Remember, never leave your baby unattended on a changing table, on the bed, or in the bathwater. And it's a good time to reset your water heater temperature to 120 degrees Fahrenheit maximum to prevent burns. And one more thing, a crying baby can be exhausting. It's okay to place the baby safely in the crib and walk away, but it's never okay to shake a baby because it can cause serious brain injury.
What are the basics that new parents might learn in newborn care classes about what to look for if something comes up in the way of illness?
We tell them about what to watch for related to temperature. Babies that are too cold or too hot can be coming down with an infection or not transitioning appropriately. We give them guidelines about what's too cold and what's too hot. Additionally, we would like them to watch out for if their baby seems too sleepy. For example, if they miss especially more than one feeding time, that's too sleepy. Or if their baby is not consolable, they cry and cry and they try everything and they can't get their baby to calm down, something could be wrong. And it'd be important to call their doctor. Another thing to watch for is the skin color. If the baby's looking very yellow, then they may have something called newborn jaundice, and that's a good thing to get checked sooner than later.
Dr. Amaya, thanks for providing this information about caring for your newborn baby.
Thanks for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.